Begin transmission.
All right, well, it looks like it's that time again, 1930 UTC. And that does, of course, mean it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and I wanted to go outside today, but that's not going to happen. It's like 70 degrees, 70, 72 degrees, probably 21 or 22 degrees Celsius. But we can't go outside because it is too windy. It is so windy, it's not even funny. I can look out my window here and I can see a rabbit and I can see his fur moving because of the wind. That's how windy it is today. And I wanted to go to Herrenhaven. So we're not going to Herrenhaven today. What are we doing? I don't know. Earlier, I was thinking that, I was sort of thinking about the pocket operator and how I can get more interesting sounds out of the pocket operator. And I thought, well, there's really not much to do now except to sample cool stuff. And to sample cool stuff, you need to be able to generate cool stuff. And I thought, well, you know, I always did like the arpeggiator on my MC-303. So maybe I could mess with the arpeggiator. Maybe I could find some interesting arpeggios I want to mess around with. Maybe we could do something fun with that. So that's what we're doing. I am sitting here in front of my 303. Doodly doodly doo, doesn't seem very loud. Let's turn it up a little bit. Yeah. That seems better. Reasonable. So here we are. The MC-303 is one of the original console synths. I don't remember when it was made, in the 90s, mid-90s sometime. And it was basically Roland thinking, you know, we need to update the TB-303. Everybody's going crazy for the TB-303. Those things are going for $1,000 now and blah, blah, blah. So they created this thing, which is sort of a TB-303, except instead of for guitarists, it's kind of was updated for like DJs or people of that nature. And so it's fun. And it's interesting because I don't want to say it's retro, but it's not quite analog modeling either. But what they tried to do is they tried to add an analog modeling sort of aspect to the synth, which I think they did a fairly good job at because you know, back then, that's when the whole analog sound thing was starting to come back. And so this has some knobs on it for, you know, like filter resonance and cutoff and LFO and envelope and some other stuff. It's a digital machine. This is not analog, but it behaves like an analog device at some times. So what do we got here? We got some dupe, dupe, dupes. Let's go through some of these sounds here. And you can mess with that. See, you can turn knobs so it sounds analog. Right? So it kind of sounds all analog-y, but it really isn't. Yeah, there's the 90s for you. Remember that sound? Yeah, it shrang, shrang, shrang. Yeah, that's one of my favorite patches on this thing. So we're going to go back to the doodly doots. Because that's simple. And this thing has an arpeggiator. Of course it has an arpeggiator. And it's not just any old arpeggiator. It actually has templates. Arpeggiation templates. And where are those? Well, before we get into that, well, maybe we should turn on the arpeggiator. And then we do this. Am I doing it right? All right, yeah. Okay, so here we go. Let's do some arpeggios. And the other thing that's fun about this is if you hook up a hold pedal, you can use it to latch the notes, which is fun. So let's make up an arpeggio. Fun. Now we can hold it. My hands are now off the keyboard. And it's just taken along by itself. And we can change all kinds of things, like the accent rate, which is really just the timing, the note length. Let's get it back to about right there. So that's fun. Now, what happens if we change the quantizing pattern? Yeah, there we go. What this thing does is it has like I said, arpeggio templates. This is just random. This one is just playing the four notes of our arpeggio in random order each time through. So it's different a lot. But then we can go to this one. That's the one we started with. And that's going, what, low to high? Back to random. This is called bounce. Because it starts off slowly, and it gets exponentially faster. Crazy, huh? Like, what would you ever use that for? I don't know. What else we got? Oh, yeah, this one is shamisen style. So, you know, if you know what a shamisen sounds like and how those chords get arpeggiated, that's what this is. Which is kind of cool. What else do we got? Oh, yeah, the harp. That's so crazy. I don't know what this one is called. It just says percussive. And it does sound weird. I can dig it. The timing is really bizarre. And we can adjust the filter cutoff while we're at it. That's fun. What else we got? Yeah, sort of reggae backbeat. Ska. Not quite an arpeggio, is it? It's more of a quantizing template, but, you know, whatever. Yeah. Got some cheesy jazz stuff in here, too. Little waltzy business. And this one's cool. I don't know what this one's called. It just says CLA. Claw. Or maybe it's CLR. Maybe it's clavichord. This is supposed to be piano. Strings. Oh, I like that. Maybe Maybe we should sample that. Can we transpose it? Yes, we can. So that's fun. That one's weird, but I like it. Some of these are clipping. Now that's an interesting one. We've done similar things manually on the pocket operator. And here's just sort of straight up and back down. A little more creative. Oh, this one's set up to sound like an echo. That's cheating. There's a cute one. Oh, your typical glissando. And here's your basic sort of boring quarter note. Sixth notes if you're in, you know, an odd time. Eighth note. That's about it for arpeggio templates. Let's kill that. What do we want to go back to? What did we like? What was this one again? Obnoxious. I don't like the weird rhythmic ones. Now that's fun. Should we sample that? Do I have the right cable to be doing any sampling into the pocket operator? Looking around here. Do I have any? What can we use here? What could we use? What is? Oh, yeah. Maybe this isn't going to fly after all. Throw in some heavy LFO. I don't like it. Turn off the LFO. I thought I did. Oh well. This is the particular template that I like because it's so, you know, it's got some groove built right into it. So yeah, I don't know what do I want to do. Yeah, we can create some really nice arpeggios and stuff. How am I going to sample them? Well, I guess I don't really need to worry about that at this point, because I am getting them recorded. And once I have them recorded, I can sample them off the recordings of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oops. Yeah, it's the 90s. Why is that LFO still on? Should not still be on. The button is off. This thing is covered in dust, though. It's no good. That's no good. Oh, what am I doing? What do I feel like doing? London Bridge is falling down. I don't know. I don't know what I want to do. What I need, and what tempo is this on anyway? We need to get out of this mode. How do I get out? That's not how I get out. There's an easier way to solve this problem. We can just turn it off and turn it back on again. Oh, that's a cheat. Let's take this tempo way down, way down. Well, at least the alpha dial still seems to work somewhat properly. And the tap beat thing seems to work, so that's groovy. That's just great. One thing I'm now trying to remember is, how do I change the octave range? I don't remember. Beep, a boop, a beep. Should we be looking for cables? Should we be changing the scale? What if we do this? And by scale, I don't mean the octave. I mean the actual time scale. Let's not. What we need to do is figure out how we're going to get this signal out of the thing and into the other thing. I do not know. I need a cable. And it's not this one. And it's not this one. And I've got so many cables laying around, I don't want to start looking at every single one of them trying to figure out, what does this go to? Oh, that's the wrong size anyway. So here we have another example of me having a great idea, but then I can't quite execute it because I don't have the right cable. Isn't this just typical? Yes. Yes, it is. So I don't know what to do. I do not know what to do. Maybe I should look for a cable. You know what? I don't think I'm going to bother. I think I want to play with the arpeggiator some more and see if I can remember how to change the octaves. I think it uses the same knob, doesn't it? Do I have to hit shift? Do I have to hit function? What do I need to do here? Let's build an arpeggio. There's a fun one. Now, if I push function and then turn the knob. Yeah, there we go. That's another thing. If you're a musician and you're just starting out and you don't know how to write bass lines, don't worry about it. Just use your arpeggiator. Just arpeggiate the chord. That in itself will pass as a bass line. You can do all kinds of wacky stuff with it. And now, I don't want it back. I don't want it down here anymore. How did I do that? Oh yeah, function. That'll work. In D. And now my cat is sitting outside my door, whining. I hear Yangy baby. Yeah, I hear you out there, Yangy, but you have to wait like 7 more minutes, because I'm too busy arpeggiating. I got to make the arpeggios. Alright, I'm already tired of this template. Random doesn't sound fun. Bounce isn't fun. It makes little chords. You can have lots of fun with an arpeggiator and a hold pedal. Get all kinds of crazy effects. Like this. Now that's lovely. If we could figure out how to get that into the pocket operator, it would sound really cool. Watch out for transient peaks. In fact, you can make entire songs just using your arpeggiator, and that's pretty much all modern EDM is. You know, just no drums, just a bass drum going dun 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 dun. And then sometimes there's an arpeggio, and sometimes there's just, you know, knob-turning noise. Wah, wah, wah. That's why I'm not into EDM. I tend to like melodic music. That's fun. What else can we mess with here? I'm trying to mess with the shuffle timing, but I don't think we can do it in this particular template. That's okay. We don't need it. That's the other thing, you know, that you listen to that and that kind of sounds analog, doesn't it? Well, yeah, it's supposed to. That was kind of the whole thing behind this machine, is bring that analog sound back. And so they did. And it does sound fairly analog-y. Normal people wouldn't be able to tell the difference between this thing and, I don't know, an old analog machine if they were just listening to it. But if you're a super synth head, you can tell. And the way you can tell is that this being digital, this thing doesn't drift. It's locked in. It's solid. It's solid state solid. And so, you know, you get perfect timing. Nothing drifts. Nothing does anything weird. And you can't force it to do any weird things. But, I mean, you can't force it to screw up and do surprising things. You can make it do weird stuff, but, you know, not like doing weird stuff on analog. The upside to that is you're not going to have any transients that blow out any of your other synth modules or, you know, bend the needles on any of your meters. And it can get a little transient-y, but it's sort of got some fail-safes built in. So as long as you're careful, nothing bad is going to happen to you. The 303 is kind of an interesting little box. And it was popular enough that they did make a sequel, the 505. They threw in some other shticky stuff. I never played with the 505. It's essentially the same engine, but with just a lot of other stuff built in. So it's kind of cool. Yeah. Now that sounds like that could be part of a Kraftwerk song. Except Kraftwerk songs were never this fast. Oh, it's fun though, isn't it? Yes, it is. Take it up high there. That sounds cool. Well, the next thing we got to do is I turn it down a little bit. Actually, I didn't turn it down. I just brought down the filter cutoff. Next thing we got to do is figure out how to get this arpeggio into the pocket operator. I'm going to have to spend some time looking through all of my cables looking for just the right thing. And who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the president and chairman of the Dubious Arpeggio Committee. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, the home of the arpeggio. I gotta go, I gotta eat and do stuff, so I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
DJ 風魔だ。ウェルカムトゥーマイ。